certainly appear from the draft regulations that the this funding, which was sold as, as an income mitigation measure, is instead entirely dependent on either stock reduction or restructuring of the sector. Now, in terms of climate targets and the challenge of that, farmers are certainly very much willing to work with the government and with the European Union in terms of playing its role in relation to that. And I've no doubt that the upcoming CAP program will be very much focused in that regard. But there has to be a recognition in terms of what has happened with Brexit. That Brexit has had a very significant impact over the last year on agricultural incomes already, even though it hasn't actually happened. It has happened from a farming point of view in terms of incomes. And there is mechanisms within the European Union where there is market disturbance to apply and put a fund in place to support farmers where there's been significant price distortion. And that's what's happened over the last number of months, and that's what we had been urging the government to apply for. And that's very much what the government had presented that they had applied for and that they were getting funding for before the local elections. But now it appears that that's not the case. And really, it's not acceptable that the government would not have got funding for that and not have pushed that case hard enough, because certainly what's being presented now in terms of the €50 million funding, which is coming from Europe, which is to be then matched fund with another €50 million and from domestic funds, that's certainly not what is transpiring, is certainly not what the government presented in advance of the local elections.
The minister, in response, is very much saying that, well, it's Europe, it's their baby, it's their decision, and there's nothing really any individual member states can do. But you see this as somewhat of a cop-out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's this message now is entirely different from what his message was the week before the local elections. I mean, I have no doubt that the minister was well aware of the strings attached to this funding at that stage, but they didn't come clean in terms of what the funding, what the conditions of funding was going to come with, and certainly presented it as straight up compensation funding for the very significant losses in income that farmers had experienced.